9:06. One of the most disputed terms in political discourse today in America is, this is my opinion, of course, entitlement. You see, it's interesting because we use it in many different ways. Entitlement programs, where the government takes care of people. And then there's another use of entitled, where public employees convince they are entitled to things just because they always had them. I think this is the purest form of the word entitlement mentality. When benefits or other things that have been provided by liberal lawmakers who then get a payback in terms of support from public employees have given them things over the years at taxpayer expense that reached a tipping point that can no longer be afforded, the public employees in question don't care that these things cannot be afforded anymore. They are entitled to them. Those things which we typically call entitlement programs, I agree with that label, but I think the phenomenon I'm discussing here is really the entitlement problem the government has had with public employees, particularly at the state level. This is the essence of Act 10, that no longer are school districts, state government, other public entities hands tied by unions who have a seat at both sides of the table. And what Act 10, what it prompted in 2011 was a childish, petulant response to people losing things to which they are convinced they are entitled. Well, we don't make much money because we got these benefits. In many cases, that's false. Not in all. But in many cases, for public employees, it's false that they really gave up that much of a salary in return for these benefits. Now that these benefits cannot be afforded, and we're talking about a school district here, now that a school district can take the action to just end these benefits, don't have to negotiate it. That's not fair. It isn't fair. What was unfair is that you got these ridiculous benefits in the first place, far greater than the private sector, at private sector expense. The school district in question, and thanks to the loyal listener who sent this, is the Sheboygan Area School District. Retired Sheboygan Area School District employees flooded the district boardroom Tuesday night to boycott the discontinuation of the district's group long-term care benefits. How can they boycott? Do you know what boycott means? Callie Thiel, who wrote this for the Sheboygan Suppress, do you even know what boycott means? They're not boycotting anything. It was a protest. It wasn't a boycott. A boycott means you're not going to use a service. If you decide for whatever reason you don't like McDonald's or any other and you boycott them, you don't use their product. It's not a boycott. You don't boycott the anyway. More than 40 people showed up, causing a need for overflow seating. Dozens voiced their opinions, expressing concern about the district's failure to include the retirees in their preliminary discussion. This is a vote to do away with the long-term care retirees have been provided at taxpayer expense because it's no longer affordable. Long-term care is something that we really have to have, said Brian Hoffman, a retired teacher. We really have to have it. Oh, I see, Mr. Hoffman, much more than the public sector who can't afford it, right? You have to have it. They don't have to have it. You have to have it. This is the entitlement mentality that was broken by Act 10. And this is why they act, as I described yesterday, like rabid dogs. They have something taken away from them, and they just, no, it's mine. No, it isn't. I'm a firm believer there's got to be a solution somewhere. So let's work together, and let's include the retirees. Well, yeah. Let's have the retirees make the case why they should get to keep this. District administrators presented their recommendation to end the long-term care benefit for teachers and administrators beginning August 1st, and instead pay current employees each a one-time increase of $1,000. No action was taken at the meeting. The change would save the district more than $4 million over 10 years. Currently, the district pays a monthly premium of approximately $108 per employee for the benefit, or an annual cost of about $1 million. But the premiums are expected to increase about 10% a year over the next several years, and that's not sustainable. So they put off the vote on this last night and are now going to, I don't know what. But clearly, they didn't like the optics of these retired employees coming in and, well, this is awful. This is terrible. The listener who sent this to me said this. Hi, Jerry. I'm not at all sure many in the private sector have long-term care benefits unless they buy it themselves. The listener is right about that, in my opinion. The type of long-term care that we are talking about. How many private sector employees get that through their employer? The listener goes on. I'm amazed that these folks think they can pressure the board to make taxpayers pay for theirs as well as our own. It just seems very nervy. I'm not amazed at all. You know why they think they can do it? You know why, don't you? Because they have forever. Forever. They have been able to extort this. They had the power of the union. They had school districts over a barrel. And they can't come to grips with the fact the leverage they used to do that is gone. So all they really have is the ability to go there and whine. This is going to be a gut check moment for the Sheboygan Area School District, the school board. Are they going to do what's right, or are they going to cave? Because there is no other leverage other than them caving. Let's see what they do. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, there is a new movement afoot that I really think is an affront to civil liberties. And what do you know? It's starting in the little village in which I live. But it's probably coming to a town near you. I will explain in five. It's 9:15.